Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and part of identifying your priorities is to also stop doing what doesn't matter, what doesn't actually make you happy. I would guess most of us, myself included, could spend less time on our cell phones, you know, like the little computers in our pockets that have been designed by multi-billion dollar tech companies to distract us every second of the day. Yep, those. For me, I don't even realize I'm looking at my phone half the time. It's clinical. The science suggests that we get a dopamine hit every time we get a ding notification, see an email, or anything else on that phone. That's why companies do it, and it's highly addictive. Distractions might also be Netflix, social media, on the phone or not. Sometimes a distraction is what Christy Wright says in her book, Take Back Your Time, that a distraction can be making other people's problems your problem. Are you a helper by nature? Yeah, this is when she used the example of volunteering to coach her son's soccer team because they didn't have a coach and she could technically do it. She had played soccer. She knew the rules of the game. So she said yes. And what happened? She didn't like it. She was overstretched and it wasn't lighting her up. She didn't have clear boundaries and she took on something that wasn't aligned with her priorities in that season. I invite you to look at your calendar and maybe even review the past few days or keep a note of what you do today and the next few days and look at where the distractions pop up for you. I think you'll be surprised. So until next time, I'd be so humbled and so grateful and our team would literally do the happy dance if you'd write a 5-star review for us. It means so, so much. And remember, kindness is contagious.